from Lambeau Field, home of the 13-time NFL champs. It's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
And welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show. I'm Lance Allen alongside Larry McCarron and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy. And Mike, what did you do on your bye week? It's almost like, what do you do on your summer vacation? Was it rest, relaxation, or was it getting to work on the Lions, or both?
Well, you know, a little bit of all that. Bye week personally is always good for me because you have time alone in your office where you can, you know, catch up on some things and do a lot of reading and go through different reports and so forth. But also had a chance to spend some time with the family over the weekend, so it was very productive.
Mike, you're 6-1 coming out of the bye week. What's the secret?
I wish you wouldn't have told me that. That's the secret. I don't like statistics like that because, it's an opportunity really to catch your breath. We did a little more extensive self-scout than you normally do during the course of the week. But we've only played 3 games, so there wasn't a whole lot there that came out of that. But it's just an opportunity to spend more time on your next opponent, I'm sure, definitely factors into that. We game planned as a staff on Sunday to make sure Monday was a bonus day for our football team, that we had an extra day of preparation for the Lions.
You hit on a key word, self-scout. You do that a lot, but with the bye week so early this year, was it hard to kind of analyze what's happened in the first 3 games and get ready for the so-called stretch run, or could you still do it?
Well, every year is different, and it's not the same, list of reports that you do each week. There's different things that you look at as far as the direction you feel you need to go with your football team. Continue the emphasis on the situations that we need to improve on, and it's more about reinforcing the points for our path, particularly this week against the Lions. Because I've been part of situations where you can definitely overcook it and look too much at it and make more out of what's probably there. So. We're a good football team. It's just not playing a total game. We've completed our games. Obviously, these are just the outcomes of the 2 losses, particularly in the fourth quarter. But we need to go out this week and play a total football game.
Mike, you're talking about the fourth quarter. Finishing stronger, you've mentioned that phrase a couple times this season. Is that a coaching practice thing? Is that an attitude thing? How do you work at finishing stronger in those four?
Well, you look at everything you do training wise, and I go back over scheduling and training. I think that's something that kind of goes unnoticed as far as your head coach responsibility, especially when you're assistant coach moving up the ranks. You don't realize how important it is and the time consuming, because at the end of the day, the parity is throughout the National Football League in almost at every turn, whether it's a salary cap and as far as the roster and the way it's drafted. So you're always trying to find an edge somewhere. So that's really where I spend most of my time.
Were there other areas that you looked at and said, this needs to improve, or other things that you kind of really looked at?
Well, it's really serves to the offense, defense, or special teams. I mean, there's always something you improve on. I mean, the glaring statistic, I think it's obvious to everybody, is our turnover ratio. I mean, it's for the time invested in training and emphasis, the result needs to be different. And that's something that has held true for our football team the last 5 years. And it's definitely something that we need to build on this week against Detroit.
Mike, I'm sure you're not crazy about a 1-2 record, but in a big picture general sense, like after a while last year, you said you weren't happy with the way the team came out of training camp and kind of came out of the gate. In a general sense, are you happier this year with what you've seen coming out of the gate?
I definitely feel the training camp was more productive this year compared to last year. I do feel that way. I think we spent a little more time on player evaluation this year than probably ever have, as far as how much we went into the third and fourth game trying to decide who exactly is going to make our team. And I think to do it over again, we definitely had to do that. So those are the things that when next year comes around, you take a close look at it. But I felt our 90-man roster was very competitive going into training camp. And you only have so much time, so many practices, that you have to try to find that balance of getting ready for those first couple games, and also the opportunity to pick the best 53.
I'm not going to spend a lot of time on injuries because, quite frankly, you don't know, you know, full details at this point. But Eddie Lacy seemed close before the Cincinnati game. Do you hope to get him back? And also Clay Matthews seemed like he'd be ready for Detroit, but that's still the great unknown.
Well, Eddie Lacy, I would fully expect to play. I have no reason to believe otherwise. Clay Matthews, you know, all the information is not in yet.
Mike, another statistic you're not going to be crazy about hearing about. You guys have beaten the Lions 22 straight times in the state of Wisconsin. I mean, that's an incredible feat. Mm-hmm. And when people talk about it, I think, well, it's a good place to begin as the quarterback position. You have Hall of Fame caliber quarterbacks for two decades. That might explain part of that. When you get hit with streaks like that, how do you explain them?
I really don't. I don't. It's not part of my preparation. It won't be part of our team's preparation. Frankly, it's really for the other team to worry about. Every game is its own game. We're focused on being 1-0, and that's 1-0 this week versus the Detroit Lions. And if you get outside of that, you're thinking about things that are not going to help you win on Sunday.
All right, thanks, Mike. And next, we bring in our special guest this week, M.D. Jennings. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Joining us now, Packers safety M.D. Jennings. M.D., welcome to the program. First of all, how was your bye week?
It was overall a good week. You know, get some rest on, spend some time with family.
One thing I am not going to ask you about today, M.D., is a Seattle play from last year. I mean, you've heard enough of that, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I appreciate you not asking me about that.
Well, I'm not. I'm not going to. We're going to leave it untouched. But anyway, okay, let me get this straight, M.D. You come here as an undrafted free agent, and you play good special teams. And then your next year, you start 10 games. And then this year, you're like an official starting safety. Do you ever, in your quieter moments, which are a lot, you're not the noisiest guy out there, in your quieter moments say, why on earth was I not drafted? I mean, that is a real productive start to your NFL career.
You know, I never think about that. You know, everything happens for a reason. You know, I try not to worry about things I can't control. You know, I just focus on the future. You know, just try to continue to work hard, you know, and try to become a better player.
Mike, guys like M.D. Jennings that come in undrafted, the guys like him that do make it, and he's not the only example on your football team, do you see something special right away? I mean, does it... hey, this kid's got a chance when they join your team?
Well, going back to, you know, your first question about him not being drafted number one, so we're very fortunate to get him where we did as far as a free agent. And he's a great example of it's not where you start, it's where you're finished. But, you know, we're about, you know, draft and develop. MB's an excellent example of that. He's taken full advantage of his opportunities, worked his way up, and more importantly, when the opportunity came to start, he's answered the bell. So he's definitely a great example of how we believe you build a football team here in Green Bay.
MD, every time I hear the coaches talk about the safety position, and you guys too, every time there's talk about that position, they always mention the word communication. Is it that important? Is that how big a part of your job is communication?
It's very important. We got to make sure, you know, the outside linebacker, the corner to your side, and also the other safeties playing the same call, as well as, you know, coordinating the open and close side calls with the linebackers. So, you know, if we mess something up on the back end, the whole, you know, defense is messed up. So it's very important to communicate back there.
Now, I have to confess, I don't know about the back end like you do. But I am looking at tape. Sometimes I see teams try to put you guys between a rock and a hard spot. They put receivers in gray areas, like, should I jump on this? Should I not jump on this? Is that the most challenging part of your job? I mean, filtering it all out and getting on the right guy?
It is. A lot of times, you know, offenses like to run, you know, something shallow, try to get your eyes, you know, to fall in love with it, and you jump that route so they can throw something behind it. So you got to be very disciplined and, you know what defense personnel, what defense you're playing, and you know where your help is.
Now, Mike, MD has been a starter for a little more than a season. He has already scored two defensive touchdowns going back to last year's Lions game, 72 yards. Remember that?
Yeah,
probably never forget it. Okay. And also the Bengal touchdown. Now, He hasn't been out there a long time, and already two defensive touchdowns. Is that more than just the bounce of the ball and coincidence? Does it take a certain breed of cat to do that?
Oh, no doubt about it. He's definitely a playmaker. But when you look at the safety position, I mean, he's a lot like the quarterback on offense as far as the communication, the checks and balance. Of obviously, the read and recognition is a big part of playing safety. And MD has definitely shown once he gets his hands on the ball, he definitely knows where the end zone is.
MD, you play one of those positions at safety where you're going to get some shots at guys, at receivers and so forth. With all the rules out there about defenseless this, defenseless that, does it affect your game at all? How do you deal with the rule things?
You know, you just got to go out there and play full speed. You can't let the rules get to you. But, you know, at the same time, you got to be smart. You can somewhat tell if, you know, the receiver's not going to catch the ball and things like that. You know, you just got to lower your target, stay away from the head. But, you know, at the end of the day, just play full speed.
I was looking at your bio before we did the show just for the heck of it, and a couple things stood out. Number one, you graduated from your high school class number 5.
It was a small class.
You like a real smart guy?
I wouldn't say that. It was a small class, 4 to 7 people in my graduating class, so it's not like it was a class of, you know, 200 or 300.
But you were number 5. That's pretty good. Real good, as a matter of fact. The other thing I wanted to ask you about, okay, you don't come across as one of these guys, look at me, like you're not like, I want to be the prime time guy, I want all the attention. And yet one of your hero athletes is Deion Sanders, which seems the exact reversal of what you're about. Could you explain that?
You know, Deion, he was a great player. You know, whenever the ball was in his hand or, you know, getting out on the aisle and locking down receivers. So that's the part of Deion that I like. You know, I'm not with the, you know, all the dancing and things like that.
I wouldn't think so. Coming up, we'll talk some X's and O's with MD Jennings. Stay with us.
Out of the shotgun on second down. Here's the fake handoff to Bernard. On the blitz, Jennings chases the quarterback, Dalton, and ropes him down from behind as Dalton tries to escape to the left.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. We're going to talk some X's and O's with MD Jennings, and you're probably thinking they're going to take a look at his defensive touchdown against the Bengals. And you would be thinking wrong, because MD Jennings has scored defensive touchdowns before. What he hasn't done is scored a sack. How about we look at that, MD?
How about it?
Okay, over here, this is your shadow, okay? Now, when they call in the huddle, MD Jennings blitz, are you thinking cool? Are you thinking, I'm not really comfortable with this yet? What are you thinking?
You know, the huddle call is a close side blitz, and, you know, as soon as you hear the play, you're thinking, let me be to the close side. And on this particular play, I was.
Okay, close side, what does that mean?
Each play has a, you know, open and close side. So on this play, we always take the close side to the tight end, which is lined up to the left, right there, the defensive left. So that's the side the linebackers declare the close side to.
Okay, wonderful. Now, as this play starts, we'll see you coming into the picture, no longer a shadow, but a real human being. Now, it looks like, MD, that you time this thing well. How important is timing with a safety blitz?
You know, timing is very important. You want the offense to turn the protection away from you. You know, you don't want them to count you in the protection. So you got to time it up well, and on that particular play, I did.
Okay, let's move it forward, and I want to ask you about this. Okay, it seems like we have an impending traffic jam. Here's Clay right here. Here you are right here. Now, is this kind of like an extra point, but you got to be careful not to rush from both sides so you meet in the middle and kill each other?
You know, this particular play is designed for the run. That's why I started out tight. You know, Clay is also tight as well. Once I saw recognized pass, you know, I tried to react upfield and try to get to the quarterback.
All right, MD, you clear the traffic jam. Okay, and at this point, okay, here's target, here's pursuer. You are thinking what?
I'm thinking, you know, I just got to run him down. Don't let him, you know, turn up the field. Just run him down and get him on the ground.
And you've got the closing speed to do it. And as we go forward, we see MD Jennings score his first career sack. Well done, MD. Thanks for being with us. Coming up, more of the Mike McCarthy Show. Stay with us.
And welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Mike, it's the Lions with Reggie Bush. It just seems like they have really revitalized their offense. They put 27 points on the Bears in the second quarter, 40 points overall. That's pretty impressive.
Well, it's definitely was an impressive win by Detroit against Chicago. But it really, if you look at their whole body of work and when Reggie Bush is in there so far this year, it's definitely a different offense. It gives them a component element that they have not had in the past. So he's definitely someone that will have to target and be ready for. He's off to a great start.
Mike, I think there's an interesting coaching approach involved in the Lion game. Like outside, everybody thinks it's a chippy outfit. Detroit's a chippy outfit. They've proven that over time. Now, as a head coach, do you go in and say, we're not going to take any crap from these guys? Or do you say, we're not going to get drawn into the crap with these guys?
Well, I'm a big believer in you got to stay above the BS, whether it's on a football field or in a game of life, more importantly, because it's about winning. And that has never proven in my time in this league that wins football games. There's an identity that you want your football team to play with. You know, ours has always been disciplined, tough, fundamentally sound. That's what we adhere to. That's what our players are coached and trained in. And that's the way we want to perform on Sundays.
What do you see out of Matthew Stafford? It seems like, you know, the arm is obviously tremendous, and he's doing a good job directing that offense.
I mean, he's a very talented quarterback. Obviously, he's put up huge numbers over the past couple of years. Has thrown the ball a bunch, and I go back to what we discussed earlier with Reggie Bush. I think it really gives them a chance to balance things out and really utilize their other weapons.
Speaking of weapons, Calvin Johnson, he's kind of a man among men when it comes to wide receivers.
Good player. Yeah, very good player. No, Calvin Johnson's obviously someone that every time, you know, they line up, you got to know where he is, and he's obviously a big part of your game planning. So, no, it's a talented football team, top to bottom, and definitely have plenty of weapons on offense.
Division game, Larry kind of hit on it. Your guys are pros. They pretty much know, but is it something that you emphasize and say, hey, this is the first step, first goal every year. This is a game we need to take care of.
I mean, that's what it's all about. We put a lot of extra time and effort into division games, which I'm sure everybody else does. But these are the most important games of the year. There's six of them, three at home, obviously three away, and this is our first one. So this always brings added juice to the football game. It starts with the preparation. These two teams know each other very well.
Mike, with the earliest bye ever, you got a stretch here, 13 straight weeks now. Mm-hmm. Does that take some, hey, get fellas, we're in it for the long haul. Do you have to approach it any differently because the bye was so early?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it really goes back to how you train, how you schedule your football team. But this is, this is a different year for us. But also Thanksgiving, the Thanksgiving game kind of serves as a kind of a mini bye week. So this stretch between now and Thanksgiving is our focus.
Coming up, the final segment of the Mike McCarthy Show. Stay with us. We are back with the final segment of the Mike McCarthy Show. And, Mike, how do you hope your guys handle the bye week? I mean, is it the type of situation where you want them to get away from football, or do you want them to think a little bit about the Lions and be prepared as they come in this place?
Well, they definitely had an opportunity to get away and think about where we are as a football team and where they are individually. That's important, regardless of what time of the year the bye week happens. But I felt it was important to stay on schedule, regardless of our record being 1-2, giving each player a chance to step away. Because it's a schedule we've done in the past. It kind of works. There's a whole different energy when they get back, and we're definitely going to need it this week against Detroit.
Mike, we were talking about Calvin Johnson earlier, and I've had reason to look at your defensive tape three times from the first three games. Is Sam Shields off to a terrific start or what? He's really playing some good football.
Absolutely. Sam's playing excellent football. I mean, it seems like he's getting better and better each week. His confidence is as high as I've ever seen him play. So, Sam's always done it for us, but it's never been, every single week the way he's playing so far. So Sam's off to a great start.
And the Vikings played in London Is that something that that you looked at and went, maybe someday we're in London? Or your thought process on that as a creature of habit?
I have nothing to do with the schedule. I coach the team to be on time for the games, whether home and away.
Sounds like a guy who has an Irish last name right there. Mike, thanks for the time. Mike McCarthy joining us right here on the Mike McCarthy Show.